For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Victoria Hansen. Those iPhone email alerts are like a baby monitor in the middle of the night. No matter what I'm doing, I feel the need to at least take a peek to make sure everything is all right. So I open the email. It's a press release announcing July is, wait for it, National Anti-Boredom Month? Oh, really? I'd have to be really bored to care. But before I can zap that message into email oblivion, my thoughts begin to wander. When was the last time I was bored? Truly, nothing to do, mind-numbing bored. Yeah, I can't remember. Can you? So I read on. The email cites a psychology professor claiming boredom is good for you. I quickly Google. And there it is, study after study. One says, if you're waiting for brilliance to strike, try getting bored. Yes, please. Brilliance sounds nice. So I reach out to the professor in the email, Rhonda Swickert. She's been teaching psychology at the College of Charleston for 23 years.
What I try to work on with my students is teaching them techniques to enhance mindfulness so that they can really kind of harness the power of the mind for insights, for creativity.
Swickert says when we're bored, our minds are less stimulated by the outside world, and we can be more present with ourselves.
If we can stay present with ourselves and be calm when we're doing that, that can free up a lot of space for doing things like solving problems.
But a quiet mind is hard to come by in a fast-paced, technology-driven world. Check out people waiting in grocery store lines. Once the perfect space for bored and wandering minds, now occupied by flashy, brightly colored phones.
We don't like to be present, in part, I think, because that's not the way the mind evolved. And it does require a lot of effort.
Swickert says our minds were born to be wild. We are sensitive to sights and sounds and smells. It's part of evolution.
It made a lot of sense to be super sensitive to the external world because that's what kept you alive.
Of course, we're less likely to be eaten by tigers now, but Swickert says unruly minds can be detrimental to our health. Our minds react not only to the outside world, but she says they move back and forth in time, ruminating on the past and future, pushing out the present.
Typically what the mind is doing is it's going back in time to the place where we messed up or failed, or it's going ahead into the future and worrying about what can go wrong. And that has an evolutionary basis too, right? The mind wants us to be perfect.
But she says an obsession over perfection in modern times can cause stress and suppress the immune system, making us sick. So how can we bring healthy boredom back into our lives?
My students actually talk about turning the color setting off from the screen, and now they're not so interested in the phone anymore.
Yes, tuning out technology can help quiet the mind. But Swickert says so can something else that is centuries old.
And that's simply counting the breath. So when you breathe in, count inward, 1, 2, 3, 4. And as you breathe out, count 4, 3, 2, 1.
Tuning in through meditation and the breath, Swickert says, allows us to eavesdrop on the mind, looking in at our thoughts, ourselves, from the outside.
If we're not able to be present with ourselves, we miss out on, again, knowing who we really are and liking who we really are.
For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Victoria Hansen.